Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Wuthering Heights, the only novel by Emily Bronte, is a tale deeply rooted in passion and revenge, set against the bleak and wild English moors. This classic of English literature, published in 1847, weaves a complex narrative structure around the dysfunctional relationships between the Earnshaws, the Lintons, and the enigmatic Heathcliff. The story's depth and the portrayal of its characters challenge the moral judgments of its readers and delve into themes of love, social class, nature versus nurture, and the destructive nature of revenge. Bronte's use of Gothic elements, combined with her intense psychological characterization and poetic detail, creates a timeless masterpiece that continues to fascinate and provoke. From the mysterious foundling, Heathcliff's arrival at Wuthering Heights, to the intergenerational consequences of the character's actions, the novel remains a haunting exploration of dark passions and the extent to which unresolved emotions can shape and torment individuals and their relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complex character of Heathcliff, an orphan brought to live at Wuthering Heights, is the novel's central figure and most mysterious characterization and poetic distraits in the novel's central potions. His introduction into the Earnshaw family sparks a series of events that would lead to tragedy and reprisal. Heathcliff's character is a complex amalgam of deep passion, obsessive love, and vengeful bitterness. His intense love for Catherine Earnshaw defines his entire existence and becomes the catalyst for his revenge against everyone who he believes has wronged him. This unyielding passion leads Heathcliff down a dark path as he seeks to control not just Wuthering Heights but also the lives of those around him, including Catherine's brother Hindley and her daughter Kathy. Heathcliff's complexity lies in his duality. He is both villain and victim, compelling and repelling, making readers question the nature of love, obsession, and vengeance. Emily Bronte's portrayal of Heathcliff challenges the stereotypical archetype of the romantic hero, presenting a character whose depths of love and hatred defy conventional morality. Secondly, the theme of revenge. Revenge is a pervasive theme in Wuthering Heights, shaping the narrative and driving the characters to their fates. The cycle of revenge begins with Heathcliff's perceived slights and losses, particularly his separation from Catherine Earnshaw, the love of his life, due to social inequalities. This festers into a lifelong obsession with exacting revenge on those he deems responsible, including Catherine's husband, Edgar Linton, and Heathcliff's own tormentor, Hindley Earnshaw. Heathcliff's pursuit of vengeance manifests in numerous cruel and calculated actions, extending his wrath to the next generation by manipulating the lives of Hindley's son, Hareton, and Catherine's daughter, Kathy, and her nephew, Linton. Bronte explores the destructive nature of revenge, showing how it consumes the avenger, destroys relationships, and perpetuates a cycle of violence that transcends generations. The theme underscores the novel's exploration of the destructive potential of unchecked emotions and the human capacity for hatred, demonstrating how personal vendettas can corrupt and dismantle familial and romantic relationships. Thirdly, the role of the supernatural. Wuthering Heights incorporates the supernatural as a pivotal element, blurring the boundaries between life and death and contributing to the novel's gothic atmosphere. The supernatural chiefly manifests through the relationship between Heathcliff and Catherine, particularly in the way their love transcends death. Catherine's ghost appearing to Lockwood, the novel's narrator, at the beginning of the story sets a tone of eerie preoccupation with death and the afterlife that resonates throughout the novel. Heathcliff's torment after Catherine's death, marked by his desperate pleas to her spirit to haunt him, underscores the depth of his obsession and despair. The possibility of Catherine's ghostly presence suggests that the bond between the two characters is so strong that not even death can sever it. This supernatural element raises questions about the nature of love and existence beyond the physical realm, challenging the reader to consider the impact of intense emotions that defy rational explanation. Emily Bronte's inclusion of the supernatural enriches the novel's gothic setting and deepens its exploration of love, loss, and the human soul's resilience. Fourthly, the impact of social class. Social class plays a significant role in Wuthering Heights, influencing characters' relationships and determining their fates. The novel highlights the rigid class structures of 19th century English society, where birth and wealth greatly affect one's life prospects. Heathcliff's introduction as an orphan and subsequent mistreatment by Hindley Earnshaw after Mr. Earnshaw's death illustrate the prejudices and limitations faced by those outside the established social hierarchy. Catherine Earnshaw's decision not to marry Heathcliff, despite their profound connection, is largely motivated by social pressure and the desire for financial security and social status that Edgar Linton offers. This tension between love and social ambition triggers much of the novel's conflict, leading to heartbreak and resentment. Bronte critiques the social dynamics of her time, showing how they can distort personal relationships and values. The novel's resolution, with the union of the younger Kathy and Hareton, hints at a breaking of old class prejudices and the possibility of happiness beyond societal constraints. Through these portrayals, Wuthering Heights delves into the complexities of social class, exploring its impact on individual identity and interpersonal relationships. Lastly, nature versus nurture. The theme of nature versus nurture runs throughout Wuthering Heights, questioning the extent to which characters' actions and fates are determined by their inherent nature or their environment. Heathcliff's transformation from a kind-hearted child to a malevolent adult highlights this debate. His cruel treatment by Hindley and his separation from Catherine contribute significantly to his character's development, suggesting that his environment played a crucial role in shaping his personality. Similarly, the Linton and Earnshaw children's behaviors and attitudes reflect their upbringing's influence, highlighting how nurture impacts their moral and emotional growth. Emily Bronte's exploration of this theme challenges the reader to consider the complex interplay between genetic predisposition and environmental factors in shaping human behavior. By presenting characters who dramatically change over time or who struggle to overcome their circumstances, Bronte delves into the nature of personal development and the potential for redemption and change. Through its portrayal of deeply flawed characters shaped by their experiences, Wuthering Heights offers a rich examination of the forces that mold human identity and relationships. In conclusion, Wuthering Heights is an essential read for anyone interested in the complexities of human nature, the depths of passion, and the dark corridors of revenge. Emily Bronte's novel challenges readers to explore the destructive and redemptive powers of love and the profound impact of societal constraints on personal destiny. Its exploration of themes such as revenge, the supernatural, social class, and nature versus nurture offers rich terrain for analysis and reflection. This novel is particularly recommended for readers who appreciate multidimensional characters and narratives that delve into the darker aspects of human emotions and relationships. Wuthering Heights can be a transformative experience, encouraging a deeper understanding of the capacity for both love and cruelty within us all. Through its haunting tale and complex characters, the novel remains a timeless masterpiece, capturing the eternal conflict between passion and reason and the relentless pursuit of a love that defies social order and even death itself. If you would like to support Emily Bronte, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.